Now, verse 16, David therefore did as God commanded him. They smote the host of the Philistines from Gibeon even to Gezer. And the fame of David went out into all the lands, and the Lord brought the fear of him upon all nations. Now, that's my reason for saying the other day that David was one of the great world leaders, and his kingdom was one of the great world kingdoms at this particular time. And God was with this man. That little nation in that place there became a great world power. Somebody said, I don't understand it. Well, I think it's, in this case, is miraculous. But had you ever stopped to think that there are many instances of that? Venice, the city of Venice, at one time was a great world ruler, just a city. Now, here's a very small nation. But God now is moving in this. And he's brought this man to world prominence. Now, that is certainly true in this section here. Here we have these chapters, chapters 13, 14, 15, and 16, given over to David and the ark. That is, of bringing the ark up to Jerusalem to the place that David had chosen. Now, that is something that is quite interesting, by the way, because it could well be given to us some of the state business, some of the many decisions that David made, probably treaties that he made with his enemies, probably an emphasis on wars, and probably an emphasis on certain state function. It could have been given to us very much like one of the TV newscasts given to us today. You know, they give everything today that is not really important. They give the unimportant today, and we get propaganda. It's rather refreshing, I hope that you get that, to get God's viewpoint. I'd love to know God's viewpoint of the news today. And this is a book that will help me get God's viewpoint. Where is God putting the emphasis today? Not where CBS or NBC or ABC or XYZ is putting the emphasis. Where does God put the emphasis? And it's well to have a couple of books like this, and that's what makes them important. Now, God put the emphasis on bringing the ark, this that was the very heart and center of the worship of these people, that which God had given to them. Now, there's another question arises. What had happened to the tabernacle? You want to know, my firm conviction is it worn out. After all, it was a tent. And most of it was coverings. And all that apparently was worn out by now. And apparently the golden boards that were there and the brazen pillars and silver bases, they're all gone because the enemies, I guess, took those off. I guess the Philistines got them. But that wasn't the important thing. The important thing was the ark. That's where God met these people, and above the ark was the mercy seat. And that is the important thing today. The most important thing for you and for me is to have a place where we can receive mercy from God. And that's what we need today. We all need God's mercy. And God's prepared to extend mercy, but he has a mercy seat today. Christ, we're told, he is the propitiation. Big word, but all it means is mercy seat. He's the mercy seat for our sins, and not for ours only, but for the sins of the whole world. Now, that's important to God. And it's not what you hear on TV today that's really important. And it's not the decisions made in Washington. I wouldn't belittle those, but the important decisions are God's decisions. And after all, I suppose it was pretty busy in the staff and in the palace of Napoleon in Paris. And I suppose that that was very important, but you know, all that you got there today is a museum. They're not making many decisions today. It's not very important. And Versailles, my, how beautiful it is and how important it was. And there have been great decisions made there in the past. It's just a place, just a showcase today, something to look at. That's all that it is. It might have been well to have known what God thought was important. Now, it's important to see that God is interested in this mercy seat. Now, we saw last time that David attempted to bring the ark up the wrong way. It was the proper thing to bring the ark to Jerusalem. Not only had David chosen Jerusalem and the place, but God had chosen that place. And therefore, it's important to bring the ark up to Jerusalem. But he did it the wrong way. God had given instruction. In the book of Numbers, we saw last time that the ark was to be carried on the shoulders of the Kohathites, of the family of Levi, the priests. They were to carry the ark. And that was the way it was to be done. That ark represents Christ. That ark with the mercy seat on it speaks of the gospel today, and it's to be carried on human shoulders. It's to be carried today. And my friend, getting out the Word of God today is not easy. This idea that it's sort of a picnic. A great many people think church work, that is if it's the right kind, is, something very delightful. Well, the delightful part is that you're doing His will because you love Him. And that always makes it a thrilling experience. But it's not easy to get out the Word of God. And I would say to you today, Christian friend, if you're having it easy, something wrong. That's the most disturbing thing for any Christian is not when trouble comes to him or the storm comes, but the most disturbing point in his life is when the storm quits blowing and there's a calm and he's feeling good and everything seems to be going right. That's the moment to watch out for, because if you're in the business of getting the Word of God out, it's something that's not very easy to do. Now, will you notice that it has to be done by God's people and it has to be done God's way? And the Word of God, faith cometh by hearing, hearing by the Word of God. God's only blessing His Word today. And Paul went on to say, he said, they've got to hear. And how are they going to hear without a preacher? And the preaching of the cross is foolishness to them that perish. It's not foolishness. It's the wisdom of God. But that's the way that God wants it done. And there is today a sight around us. We are seeing a world today that's turned to drugs. We see the restlessness that's about us today. A church having departed from the Word of God is in as much disarray as any other. Theology and the great background of both Roman Catholicism and Protestantism today is a shambles, friend. Why? Because they both got away from the Word of God. And as a result, why, they're not doing it God's way. I believe that today, friend, the most important matter is to get the ark of God on the move. That's to get the gospel going out. That's to get the Word of God moving today. And that's the important thing. Great many think it's unimportant. Now, I've spent a little time there because this is where God puts the emphasis.